Tomorrow, on January 30th, Kingston's Reel Out Queer Film Festival will be kicking off their 26th year, featuring a new shorts program in partnership with the Kingston Frontenac Public Library and the addition of new forms of media. Over the next 10 days, Reel Out is offering 18 programs from over 45 filmmakers, media artists, game designers, and performing artists from 14 different countries. To discuss this year's festival and their new programming, CFRC spoke with Reel Out Executive Director Matt Salton. We're following up last year's 25th anniversary celebrations. What can folks look forward to this year?
Well, this year we are, our theme this year is Rays of Light. And that came about primarily because, things are feeling a bit dark. I think we're all feeling a little bit scared about the current political climate and feel like we're going into sort of like the looming shadow of Mordor or Voldemort or insert supernatural baddie here. and so we thought, well, Reel Out's always been this little slice of sanity for a lot of people. And it's sort of like a 10 days of immersing yourself in this ecology of independent film and sort of, you know, feel good vibes and, you know, equity and diversity and kindness. And so sort of playing on the fact that all of these motion pictures are actually like rays of light. So that's where we kind of went with that. And we have 18 different programs being offered over 10 days between the 30th of January and February 8th. Most of them are at the screening room downtown. This year, something new, we are having a little short film festival. It's 4 days, Monday through Thursday, at 6 o'clock each night. There's a different thematic shorts program playing at the central branch of the Kingston Public Library.
I was wondering if you could speak a bit to where that collaboration kind of came from.
Well, I think the library has always been a wonderful supporter of Reel Out, and they always put together an amazing a display of books and films on their own website. And this year, we had reached out to them to see if they would be interested in collaborating, because they have that lovely, they have a lovely space upstairs that is still wheelchair accessible. And it's kind of nice to have like a different venue, so we're not all in one place. And we just thought it was a lovely fit, and they've been wonderful to work with. Liz at the library in particular has been such a lovely help, and we're really excited to have that there. And the friends of the library have offered free tickets, so if you go to their website, they're offering free tickets that the library has paid for people to come see the short films if they don't have the money, which is wonderful. And there'll be like some free snacks for people as well.
Getting organized this year, is there anything that you're doing differently, or is it more about just, you know, preserving that tradition, providing that space that you guys always provide every year?
This year we are going to have different video games in the lobby of the screening room. So anytime there's the festivals at the screening room, we'll have a different video game every night. And they were designed by Canadian artists around the topics of gender and sexual orientation. And this was something that was originally curated through the InterAccess Gallery in Toronto last summer for the Vector Film, the Vector Festival, Media Arts Festival. I was fortunate enough to be there for it, and I just had such a great time. And I thought, how can we bring this to Reel Out? So instead of having like a big room with lots of video games, we'll just have one video game each night in the lobby, and people can play it. It's free to play, and it's great fun. We just tested them this morning. Great way to spend your morning.
Awesome. Yeah, I was wondering if you could dive a bit more into providing that different format.
Well, I guess like I think it was. I mean, this is kind of a drag, but this year a lot of not-for-profits charities had to comply with like new government rules, and so a lot of that was going back and looking at like our mission statement, our bylaws, our articles of incorporation. And when we were looking through ours, I was thinking like, we're classified as a media arts festival. And that can mean pretty much anything that's created through sort of technological means, including video games. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, we only really focus on film. Why don't we try and do something different, mix it up? And a friend of mine who is, you know, works at the Interaccess Gallery, I asked her, by any chance, do you have any queer video game designers? And she said, well, you know, funny you should ask. We have a whole program about that coming up. So that's how that all came about.
Yeah. And what are some of the games that might be featured in there?
So we have there's five different video games. For example, is made through Roblox. So people who might be familiar with Roblox should find this kind of interesting. There's sort of navigational games. There's role play games where there's a video chat where you just kind of play around with that. There's some that are I don't want to spoil anything. So you can mm-hmm. you choose whether or not you play as you choose your gender and then you navigate dating. There is a stealth game called Flaccid that we played that was a lot of fun that requires a remote control where you sort of navigate a trans body, in the words of the game designer, a trans fat body. And then you navigate that character down a road where very large and looming words and labels come towards you, and you have to sort of literally navigate around those words in order to get to your destination. It's a hoot. We're really looking forward to seeing people play these games, and they're very rudimentary as well. It was part of a larger workshop, so don't expect Super Mario Brothers, but. Also, I think some will surprise people.
You spoke about this at the start, but I was wondering if you could dive a bit deeper into the importance of this event specifically this year and at this time.
The festival, so I joined the festival in year two. So I had been at the first festival that was organized by a local artist and activist, Marnie McDermid, as well as Susan Lord and a few other people from Queens and also from the town. And I saw myself represented for the first time authentically. And my brand of activism, I didn't know what my brand of activism was other than I recently came out and I really liked film. And I realized this was a great way to invigorate myself, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I joined the committee, the collective, in 2000, and here I am running the organization years later. Although the political climate has changed, it's also now regressing, and I can feel that. I think a lot of us can feel that have lived through this before, especially in the States. But also, it seems like it's right around the corner, breathing down our necks here in Canada. So I think we have to be hypervigilant, and I think we have to really value the spaces that we create for our communities. And, you know, I have to, acknowledge, that I am, a white, cis, gay male, but I have to acknowledge that there are a lot of people in our community who are really already feeling the pain and pressure. A lot of queer people of color, obviously a lot of trans, non-binary, gender non-conforming folks are really being attacked right now. And we have to be allies, and we have to be able to create these spaces for these folks, or just not even create them, but for those folks to feel like they can just take them. So, don't wait for us to create these spaces. They're going out and taking them. I think that's what we need to do. And then for our programming, it's the same thing. It's we had over 400 submissions from all over the world. So our programming committee, which is, a handful of people who are, reflective of our audience, we said, who are we making this festival for? Right. Do we show a film about Trans 101 where we show someone, taking tea, or, you know, hoping for, you know, gender reassignment surgery, or watching the surgery, you know, all of these things that we see time and time again, but we can also watch that on National Geographic or, you know, whatever, the WB. Like, these stories become familiar and very accessible, and also paints a very limited picture of trans bodies, for example. And so we look for films that are not made for cis straight audiences, that, but in fact for the audiences that we were meant to create this festival for in the first place.
Once again, that was Executive Director Matt Sultan on this year's Reel Out Queer Film Festival. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.